Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. Great idea to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and then it will be on my mind and my listeners' minds, and it'll hopefully get it off that sort of stuck place in your life that's not making you feel very happy. And all you have to do is just give me a holler, 855-99-37569. Today, of course, is National Nougat Day and Spinach Day. I don't really recommend combining the two. I mean, what can I tell you? A nougat spinach salad?
Well, I can't eat nougats because I'm allergic to...
What's in nougats?
I think there's nuts in them.
Nuts in it, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, there probably could be nuts in spinach. You can put pine nuts in spinach, which are really... pine nuts are, I guess, are a nut as well. You can't eat pine nuts either?
I don't think so, no.
Do you know what the largest producer of pine nuts is?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
Are we talking, is it like domestic? Is it somewhere in the United States? Or is
nope.
It somewhere...
I'll give you a hint, which is completely misleading, which is that pine nuts are also referred to as pinole nuts. Completely misleading.
I would guess somewhere in Europe, maybe, but...
No, which is a pretty broad guess, but I'll tell you, because most people guess Italy because pinole nuts, but it's not, it's China. And pine nuts, yeah, are actually the sort of... the sex organ of pine trees. And so pinole nuts, if you use them for cooking, they've gotten very, very expensive.
Okay.
And one of the reasons is, remember about 10 years ago there were huge forest fires in China?
Mm-hmm.
There were, at any rate. And they burned down all the trees. And what happens in nature is when the trees are burned, then the nuts open, the sex organs open, and replants the trees. But so they couldn't harvest them because they'd been in a fire. And then they replant them, and it takes a while for the trees to grow up again and then make nuts. So that's where pine nuts come from. And you're exactly right. Nougat is a family of confections made with sugar and or honey, roasted nuts, including almonds, walnuts, pistachio, hazelnuts, and recently macadamia nuts.
Hmm.
So no nougats for you, babe.
Nope. Not gonna.
So, but you can celebrate the spinach part.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm a big spinach guy.
I love spinach, too.
Yep.
There we go. All right, so that had nothing to do with anything. this is stream of consciousness radio. All right, speaking of which, I have to tell you this story just because it so appealed to me and I haven't been able to get it out of my head. And, you know, I feel a little, well, you'll hear in the story. All right, here's the deal. I love my bank. My bank is a really good bank. They are very responsive to me. They actually once at one point, believe it or not, called up and said, "Do you need any money? Rates are really low." They really did that. So, all right. So I love my bank. I also use a lot of online banking. I pay my bills online, and I also have the app on my phone because it's a very efficient way of dealing with things. So I don't have to go and fire up my computer, and because you know you've always got your phone around, you don't necessarily.
I've got the app for. App for my bank. Well, it's a credit union, actually.
Same thing.
It's great.
Right?
I love it.
Pay bills. You can take pictures of checks, so you don't actually have to go into the bank. The only time I go into my bank is to get cookies or an umbrella, basically. I mean, you know, and it's great. I really love it. But almost in the last, something's happened in the last maybe 6 months or so, in that almost invariably, every month, there's a problem with a bill payment. I pay essentially all my bills that way, that it either went to the wrong address or that it didn't get sent out or something goes wrong. And, of course, trying to track that down, the good news is that, usually the bank has a copy of it. They have a record of it, so they'll go and fight for me. And sometimes, if it's their fault, they'll pay the fees or whatever the penalty is or whatever that. So, you know, it also means I've got a record of it. But as I said, for the last couple of months, there's been almost every month I have to call up about something. So they finally heard me, and I said, you know, there's a major glitch in this, in that when the record says paid, it only means that you sent out the check. It doesn't mean that it was paid at all. So, and basically, once I've put the information in the system and it says paid, I don't worry about it anymore. It's, you know, it's off my plate. I don't have to worry about it. Well, paid doesn't necessarily mean paid to the vendor. It just means it went out. Doesn't mean that it was paid to the vendor. And you can say, well, you could check your account, but I mean, it's not necessarily posted right away, and that means that what was a very efficient process now becomes a very inefficient process. So they actually called me up because they know me very well, and I'm never nasty about it. But I say, okay, I'm sure they get as tired of hearing from me as I get from calling. So they called up and they said, you know, we're redesigning the website and the app, and we'd really like you to come and talk to us about what, as a user, as a frequent user, you'd really like us to do. And I said, great. You know, and so instead of sounding like I'm always complaining, that I get to be actually helpful, and as, you know, all of us who have, you know, for example, they redesigned the radio station, the console, and I said, nobody who uses this console was ever anywhere near this during the design phase, because what designers think about things completely differently than users do. For example, there wasn't enough room to write, and all of us, most of us who are on the air, have notebooks or something, we write. There's no place to put anything to write, and if you did, you would knock the buttons off. So at any rate, so I was delighted. So I went in yesterday. Now, you have to remember, this wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be. It was a focus group, which is not exactly the same, except it was just me. I mean, it was me by myself. And I used to run those. So, and I wasn't, you know, I don't think they were trying to get around me, and I certainly wasn't trying to get around them. But at one point, they had this little icon that was a heart. I said, what's a heart doing here? They said, it's for frequently paid bills, or frequently used accounts, or something like that. And I said, then why don't you call it frequently used accounts? And they said, well, it says favorites. And I said, this is not a dating website. I do not want my bank to be warm and fuzzy. And there's nothing heart about my bank. And she looked shocked. And she said, well, what icon should we use? I said, use a dollar sign, use a bolt of lightning, or just say frequently paid bills. I mean, I don't want my bank to be warm and fuzzy. I want them to be accurate. So then we went on to another page saying a heart should be red and pulsating. I mean, this is ridiculous. So at one point, then they have something called My Team. And I said, what does that mean? I said, my team has got T-shirts with sequins on it that say Dr. Joy, you know, Joy's Boys. What does this mean? Well, what it meant was contact us. So I said, why does it say contact us? And you could have the generic contact of an online problem, and then you could have the people that you specifically deal with and their phone number and or their email. And that would be very helpful. But my team... I said, well, you could put a smiley face there. I don't think they were that impressed with me. Although, actually, I must say, at the end, they said, when we do another upgrade, will you come back and talk with us about it? And I said, sure. I mean, they took it relatively well. But, I mean, there was something very offensive about a heart with my bank. I don't want them to be touchy-feely. I want them to fix the problems.
Yeah.
And so then they were saying, well, which typeface do you like better? I said, I don't care about the typeface. I just want it to be legible. And then they were combining things that they had everything. They had your accounts, your investments, and bill pay all on the same page. And I said, that's not logical. That, you know, I'm a category kind of person. What you need to do when you're designing something is figure out how someone's going to use this information. When you're paying bills, you don't need to know what's in every account. You just need to know what's in the account that you're paying a bill on. And that already pops up.
Yeah.
I don't know. So either they'll never talk to me again, or they will. Who knows? Heart. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, this morning, this is the day of the week I have to get up really early to do interviews. And today's interview, we're really twofold. I'll tell you the reasonable part first, and I'll tell you the scary part second. The first part was that there is a teen idol leaving a boy band, and some little girls are 14, 13, 14, little girls are very upset about it. And so the question to me was, how do you deal with somebody who's overreacting? And I said, no one ever overreacts. They're just reacting to a different set of stimuli than you are. And so saying, oh, you're overreacting, first of all, think about how it feels when someone says it to you, which is just makes you angry and feeling dismissed of, well, I'm not important, my feelings aren't important. So that's certainly not the place to start. But saying to somebody, if we make the assumption that that they're just responding to a different set of criteria than you are, then obviously one of the things you can do is say, tell me how you feel and why you feel that way. Because, first of all, you're then paying them some respect. You're also, in theory, going to have them explain to you what they're responding to. And number three is, they walk themselves through their feelings. They may adopt a different perspective, so they may be able to bring themselves better under control. But people don't overreact. They just react to something that either you don't value or you don't see. So that was number one. I'm not sure these guys actually bought it, but I think it's true. The second was with the situation, the Lufthansa jet, you know, was there any way of understanding that this 28-year-old was, and it's not clear. I mean, it's really not even, and that's what I said. We really don't know enough about the situation to know whether he was in fact psychotic, whether he was hearing voices telling him that he should crash the plane, or that it was a religious zealot who felt that this was a way of dealing with infidels, or that he was suicidal. We really just don't know. There are certainly warning signs sometimes for people who are suicidal. They'll start giving things away, talking about how the world would be a better place without them, saying goodbye to people, saying things like, I'll always remember you. Or, I mean, there are kind of tip-offs to behavior, again, that seems out of context, seems out of proportion. But the thing about psychopaths or sociopaths is, quite often they're really good actors. They're very good at kind of staying underneath the radar, because they're more sensitized rather than less sensitized to social cues. They just don't follow them, but they're aware of them. So I think it's much too soon to know anything about this person's motivation why he did what he did. And you know, when something like this happens, we all want an answer, because we want to feel safe in an unsafe world. And the other comment was, the world has gotten crazier. And I'm not sure it's any crazier than it's ever been. I just think we're more aware and more instantaneously aware of situations than we've ever been. So, all right. I thought I'd talk for a moment, which really doesn't have a whole lot to do with either of those, but I decided, since I'd already talked about them, that maybe I should give you some, share some of that information with y'all, is awkward situations. And I think it's something that happens to all of us. In fact, I think Manny put up, tell us about, you know, awkward situations that you've been in and how you dealt with them. This is a social experiment. And for some reason, well, I suppose the obvious reason is people have always, that everybody at some point feels awkward about something. And so psychologists for years have been doing research on awkward social situations, to the extent that they, at one point, there was a huge scandal in the late 60s, early 70s, because the psychology department put cameras inside the elevators at William James, which was a psychology building, which we all called Billy Jim, and were filming people without their knowledge. And everybody, I mean, here Harvard's sort of the bastion of liberalism, and they're doing Big Brother stuff, which made everybody unhappy. With the idea being that this is how people would behave. This was not exactly awkward situation until they knew about it, but awkward situation in terms of people being observed, they didn't know it. Then there are the situations where, with the experiments where, with a famous dial of you get paid more money if you turn the dial, which supposedly gave an electric shock to somebody in the next room. So there, I mean, all these situations that psychologists, in some kind of perverse way, think that would be kind of fun to study. This is exactly the study. So this guy got a bunch of people who didn't know each other. Most were college students, which, as I said, almost all psychology is based on one of two groups, which is either rats or or college students, undergraduates, and the idea is that most researchers would rather deal with rats because they'll learn. Undergraduates, a little hard to convince them. If they figure they're right, they're not going to do very much. All right, so what they did is they took them into a room, and there were some people already there, and instructed to take a seat around the table. There were cups, a pitcher of water, and a plate of cookies. After the last participant arrived, and I don't know the size of the group, and to a certain extent that matters, but they didn't share it. The door was closed. The participants were not given any other instructions. After a few minutes, a researcher entered and told them later in the study each of them would be asked to introduce one of the others to everyone else, so they need to get to know each other. Then the researcher left, came back, and said, okay, who wants to start? Different groups went through the same process. And the way that they figured out how people were feeling awkward is he videotaped the entire study, and then he showed the recording to each of the participants individually and had them indicate on a moment-to-moment basis how awkward they felt. Afterwards, the participants also described the moments were most and least awkward. Okay, so here's some things that make people feel awkward in general. All right, basically, walking into a place where you don't know anybody. Pretty classic. Being in a situation where you don't know what you're supposed to do. Okay, so no one knew anything. Talking amongst yourself and somebody new and unknown to anyone approaches the group. A conversation doesn't go smoothly. Several people start talking at the same time. Somebody interrupts. You stumble over your words. Awkward silence. And then discomfort around food. They've never been around the press, I think. Uncertainty about the proper norms. For example, it's not clear who took the first cookie or who took the last cookie. It was actually yesterday when I was doing this study. They offered me something to drink. And so I went to get some water, Diet Coke or something. And there was no ice. And so, you know, I what it would do in that circumstance, that are you really willing to sit for an hour and drink either nothing or warm warm substance? So I just sort of said quietly, that wasn't actually the terribly awkward one because it was out in public. And there was, I said, is there some place I can get some ice? So, we'll get you some ice. And it felt a little awkward. And then as I was going around to the room, there were a plate of sandwiches. But I didn't know if they were for me or not for me. I hadn't had anything to eat, and I knew it was going to be a while. But I didn't, you know, it felt uncomfortable to say, you know, are those available or not? So I think things around food are clearly, you're not sure what the rules are. They also said that sort of if you someone asks you a question and you're chewing or you're spewing food or something of that sort, any awkwardness about manners around food is a problem. Stay tuned. I'll tell you more awkward. If your stomach is hurting, then we're on the right track. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Leanne, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. It's me calling back, and I called about my son and I negotiating a fair deal around video games.
Yeah, I remember.
So we sat down and sort of negotiated. He came to us first with the deal.
Okay.
And basically
what was his suggestion?
So what he came up with was if he has those jobs done, then he gets a minimum of, 15 minutes of video game time.
Okay.
And then what he does is he has drums that he takes and piano.
Mm-hmm.
So if he does 15 minutes of drums, he gets 15 minutes of computer time.
Okay.
If he does 15 minutes of piano, he gets 15 minutes of video game time.
Okay. So it's a total of a possibility of 45 minutes a day.
Right. And then so on the contract, what we laid out was here's what the jobs are that you have to do to earn you the 15 minutes.
Okay.
Because we were trying to be specific.
Okay.
And then he's written here on the contract, I'll read to you, if I fail to complete 15 minutes of drums, 15 minutes of piano, and all jobs, I will be without video games for a week.
Wow. So that's on a daily basis? So if he messes up one day, then he doesn't get any video for a week?
Yes. This is what he said. So.
See, I told you, if you leave kids to their own devices, they'll come up with something much more draconian than you would have.
He was funny because the first night it was great. He just went and played his drums and did his stuff. And then he came back to his dad and I afterwards and said, is there any chance we can revisit this in a week just to see how it's working? And so we agreed that, yes, this is a flexible contract and
good
stuff like that. So, and it sort of raised a few more questions for us around video games. One of the things that we have been, I don't know if struggling around is the right word, but we've had many discussions in our house about M video games, so mature video
right.
games.
Right.
And it seems that my son is surrounded by people who... It's okay to let our kids play these games, and in our house it's not. And so, we've sort of done some explaining to him that games that are war games are not, we just don't think those are games, and that's just part of our family dynamic sort of thing. And that other people might allow that, and that's their decision sort of thing. And we've got some flack back from him, which is okay, and that's part of our jobs. And as I say to him, that's why you're given me as a parent, because that's part of my job. And what we're noticing is on the weekend there were all these links to YouTube on the computer where he's not playing the game, but he's watching other people play the game on YouTube. So my husband and I were just having the discussion about, where do you...
Okay.
Draw the line there.
I think this is part of a larger discussion, which is what do we allow our kids to see and listen to and participate in? And I think rather than having a standard, you can't have anything that has any, for example, violence in it, because most of the computer games that I've seen, most of the video games are violent in one form or another. Either somebody eating somebody or somebody bashing somebody or somebody... crashing into somebody rather than do that, what I would probably do is say, I'll tell you what, this category, I think it's okay to say any category that's not mature is okay, but anyone that is, if there's something you really want to see, let's preview it together. And then, because if you don't, what's going to happen is his friends have it, so he'll just play at their house.
Yeah,
so it doesn't really offset.
And that's what's happened.
Yeah, and it doesn't really offset your concern, which is a desensitization to violence. But if he's, and I would include, as I said, I think this is part of a larger discussion about movies and videos and music videos and, I mean, all sorts of things. So what I would do is say, if there's a question about it, I'm going to trust you that if it's, that there may be some that are not M that you think are highly questionable, and I'm going to trust that if you think that we wouldn't approve of it, that you have two options. Either you can opt out and say, I'm not going to do that, not buy that, or, even though this does not fall into the threatened category, can we look at it together? Because by looking at it together, you've got two advantages, three, really. First of all, you've taken away the forbidden fruit aspect, which is, never underestimate that, especially with kids. You've taken away the sneaky component, which I guess is part of the first as well. But it also gives you an opportunity to sit with him and explain to him why you don't like it. And it may be that there are going to be some that you would have ordinarily just dismissed out of hand that are really okay. But again, I think the issue is not the prohibition, but the reasoning behind the prohibition. So that at some point you could say, look, if you go around in this part of the video game, you're shooting cops.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean about your sense of trusting police? What does it mean about desensitization about guns? What does it mean about as you as a parent? I mean, I just think there's some other things to think about here. So by saying let's look at it together, You've removed the forbidden fruit. You have a little bit more control. He's going to trust you a little bit more. He's going to be less sneaky. And you can explain to him why you don't like it. And he can then maybe make the argument that says, well, yeah, but what about this? So, because the point is not what he sees or not sees, Leanne, because you're going to have surprising little control over that, but that he takes responsibility for what he spends his time doing, how he evaluates it, what choices he makes, because that's really what it comes down, is teaching him to make good choices that work well for him. By prohibiting something, you're not allowing him that choice. And in fact, unfortunately, ironically, you may be pushing him into a choice he might not have made. So
that's exactly what.
Yeah, and he's doing it with his friends anyway, and then it's, well, don't tell mom, and then it's that whole sneaky kind of subculture.
Well, and he went to a friend's, and the friend has an older brother. And the other thing for us is we have a 7-year-old in the house.
Yep.
So that's a whole other layer onto games that come into our house. But go ahead.
I think, first of all, it's a very good discussion to have. Second of all, that there are all sorts of things a 12-year-old can do that a 7-year-old can't. And I think that part of it is we hold him responsible for that, that if there's something coming into the house, that he doesn't involve a 7-year-old in it. I think it's the beginning of a really important discussion, but rather than prohibit, what I would do is, you don't even have to say it to him, ask him how what he proposes, and then listen to him. And you don't necessarily have to go along with it, but hopefully what it'll occur to him is, well, if there's a questionable thing, can we look at it together, and you can decide that, you know, maybe this is okay or maybe it's not. And it also gives him the sense that he can come to you rather than oh, mom's never going to approve of this. Indeed. What we're trying to look, as you hear me say with great regularity that as adults, we presumably know more than our kids, right? We've been around longer, and if we haven't learned something in that period of time, then we're wasting our time. But what we know is not as important as what they learn. And the assumption that they'll learn from our good example, especially at this age, is not particularly accurate. That at some point, we have to go from being the role model to being the consultant. I mean, consultant means that we listen to their ideas carefully and then let them determine what the path is going to be. And if we think it's wrong, rather than saying it's wrong, what we can say is, well, have you thought about this, or what happens if this happens? But at some point, kids have to learn to make their own decisions. And if you're making the decisions for them, they're never going to learn that. So, all right, we were talking about embarrassing, you know, about social discomfort. And we were talking about the fact that being with strangers, not knowing what you're supposed to do, not knowing what the norms are. And then there's all that stuff around food, you know, of talking with your mouth full, or trying to get broccoli out of your front teeth, or God forbid, chocolate is melted on your hands. I know I don't even want to talk about it. That those are awkward situations as well. Either someone invading your personal space. I've been in a movie theater where I was the only person there, and someone will come and sit next to me. Thinking there's, or on a beach, you know, there can be an entire beach, and someone will come and park their blanket right next to you. And of course, they always have 14 kids in a boombox. But so those are uncomfortable situations as well. Or somebody reaching over you. So in any invasion of personal space, and it turns out that personal space varies from culture to culture, that some societies require more. The Americans are kind of in the middle. I'm trying to remember who the people who need the most space is. I think it's Germans, and I think the people who need the least space are like Italians or something like that. But there are actually cultural norms about standing too close or too far away from somebody. When somebody says something unkind, you know, and somebody responded badly. Just forgetting somebody's name. And not remembering a person at all, just looking completely, or feeling like you've been put in the spotlight. So when we come back, I'll tell you how to avoid some of this awkwardness. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7567. We're talking about social awkwardness and that in situations where you don't know anybody, where the rules aren't clear, where there's no kind of social norm to fall back on, where there's food involved and nobody's sure exactly if you're supposed to be the first person to take something or the person to take the last bite of something, invasion of personal space. So all of these are situations, someone saying something mean or awkward, feeling like you're on the spot, not remembering somebody's name, not remembering that you've actually seen somebody. So all of these are our awkward situations, which I think all of us at some point have found ourselves in. All right, so here's one of the ways to offset it. First of all, let me just tell you what mine is, and this isn't exactly. I am not particularly good in the crowd, just because. I mean, somebody did a study like 25 years ago, and it said that of the people who responded, which was, it was a huge group, like 20,000 or something, which is really unusual to have that large a group when you're dealing with social experiments. And something like 83% said that they were shy. So, I mean, the point is everybody's shy in certain circumstances, and certainly walking into a room of strangers and not clear what you're supposed to do or what anybody else is supposed to do is pretty awkward. And what I sort of learned is that if I have something to do, and in certain situations I've decided to interview people, just go up and say, okay, I'm doing this poll. And that works really well because it's not me anymore, it's the researcher. I also am notorious for both tending bar and also passing food around, because then I'm a waiter. Then, you know, I have a role to do, or a bartender. And since I don't drink and I'm pretty fast, that people love having me at the bar passing food around. And they view me as incredibly helpful and nice. And what I am is really just shy. And now I have something to do, a role to play, and that's much easier for me. I've actually was at a party once, and it was in San Francisco, and it was a back room for a birthday party or something for somebody, and it at a very popular singles bar, and there were only women at the party, and I said, you know, there are all these cool guys out there, and why don't you invite them? And someone said, well, I triple dog dare you to do it. And of course, a triple dog dare, I mean, what are you going to do? So I went out and found sort of a group of five guys, and I said, I've been sent, because then I have a job, I've been sent to find the coolest guys here, invite them to the party, and you guys won hands down. And not only did they come to the party, but three of them asked me out, because, you know, if you have something to do. So for me, that's the clue of having a role to play. Also, looking for somebody who looks even more miserable than you do and going in and talking with them is useful, because then again, you have a role. I'm being somebody's savior. What they're saying is finding common interests, and that's the, gee, where did you go to school, or what city did you live in? Do you know this person? That's that attempt. Discuss what interests you. So talking about something that you know well. Encourage asking people questions about what they know. Have they seen a good movie lately? Or what's their favorite movie? Don't ask questions that can be answered yes or no, because then people, especially if they're feeling as awkward as you do, will answer yes or no, and then you're no place. It just doesn't work. You know, as I said, helping somebody out, for me, that's always the clue of and they're talking in a social situation of bringing a person in or sort of turning to somebody who feels left out. For me, it's just a specific task. Saying something nice about another person seems like, well, you know, why would I do that? And the idea is that being positive about a situation or a person, saying, wow, she looks really great, makes people feel comfortable around you, as opposed to threaten, as opposed to you sort of saying, wow, that person could certainly hasn't missed many meals, because they'll basically figure, if you'll say that about someone else, you'll say it about them. Acknowledging the awkwardness, especially in single situation, which of course is one of the ultimate awkward situations, of somebody saying, look, my palms are sweating, my heart is beating really fast, but I just had to come over and say hello, is a very useful thing to do. So, all right, there you go. Those are ways, situations in which you're going to feel awkward, or very likely to feel awkward, and ways around it. And as you said, I mean, it's sort of getting out of your own way, that most people do define themselves as shy in certain circumstances. I think almost everybody, when they're walking into a room of people they don't know, and there are people who are, you know, that you fake it till you can make it, that you walk into a room with a big smile on your face, and you just say hello to people, even make eye contact with strangers. I suppose you can do the politician's thing of smiling at somebody and sort of doing your little finger point thing, you know, with your little index finger and your thumb of, you know, pretending like you know everybody in the room and you're everybody's best friend. I'm not terrifically good at that. I'm much better at passing hors d'oeuvres. Or going and talking with somebody who looks miserable. The only thing about talking with somebody who's miserable is you need to have an exit strategy, because people who are even more miserable than you are tend to sort of glom onto you. So you may need to say, and mine is always, look, I need to get myself some water. Can I bring you something? And that works very well. All right, so we're asking people on Facebook, what was your most awkward situation? You could also tell me what was awkward and how you got out of it, or how you've outgrown it, or something of that sort. All right, there's also, which I'm not actually going to spend much time on, there's an article today about why you should go to sleep right now. And basically what it is an article about how good sleep is for you, that it improves your coordination, you lose weight, you look younger, you think better. Although there was that part of it is the idea of sleep deprivation or sleep acquisition is psychological. I've told the story before that it's one of my favorite sleep studies. It was done about 15 years ago, and they took three groups of people, and they all slept 8 hours. It was a sleep clinic, and they all slept 8 hours. But they told the first group they'd slept six. The second group, they were honest with them, they said they slept eight. And the third group, they said that they'd overslept, and they slept 10. And then they gave all of them standardized tests. And as you might guess, the group that did the best was the group that had been told. Now, everybody had slept 8 hours, but they told the one group that they'd slept 8 hours, which was true, they did the best. The people who did the worst were the people who slept 10 hours, and they said that they were just so logy they couldn't think. And the people who slept 6 didn't do terribly well either, but they did slightly better than the group that had slept 10 because they said they were kind of agitated and couldn't concentrate. All these people had slept exactly the same amount of time, and it was a triple bind where they did all three groups in all different ways. And so the idea being that if you're lying there not sleeping, instead of thinking, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to sleep, what am I going to do? Just lie there and tell yourself, I'm going to do fine and think good thoughts. And it turns out you get about 80% of the value of sleep by just relaxing. Alrighty? That's what I can tell you. All right, 855-993-7569. 855-993-7659. I thought I'd review movies for you today because there's a big one that opens this week. I don't think... the question is it going to knock off Insurgent? And the answer is probably yes. I think Insurgent was one of those ones that didn't do as well as they expected to. As I said, they didn't screen it for critics, which is always a sign of something, that they don't have apparently a huge amount of faith in it. But whether they have faith in it or not, you can go see anything you want to see. And I'll tell you more about that when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
This is a show. No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.